Morning, ladies, or good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and it is June the 24th, 2023, Saturday, and I have the honor to have Professor Joe on with me, and I'm just going to hand it over to him because he has vitally important information that people need to know. With that said, Joe, how are you?
All right. Good morning, everybody. It is now 10:20 here in Phoenix. And there are several topics that I'm going to cover. And at first, it will seem as though they're not connected, but they are. It's called connecting the dots. We had certain events that just recently transpired. And one of those events was the sinking of the sub. And people have come up with there's some sort of conspiracy connected with this, but that may be yes or no. But there is a conspiracy concerning the Titanic. And we're going to start with the Titanic, and then we're going to jump all over the connect the dots board. And at the end, you will have something that you can work with for yourself to do research. The Titanic that was sunk is not its real name. The Titanic is the, I think it's the Western Star. And when the Star was coming into port in Ireland, it collided with a British frigate. And there was such damage to the Star that it was not salvageable. So what the owners of the shipyard decided to do was to burn the thing down or sink it and collect the insurance so that the company would not go bankrupt. So they did a patch job on the Star, then painted the name Titanic. Titanic was the Star's sister ship. Let's get that right. The Star had a sister ship called the Titanic that was not damaged. It was in shape. It was a Star that was damaged, and they couldn't do a good repair on it, but it would eventually have to be sunk. So what they did was they arranged for a sinking, and what they decided to do was to sink it in the North Atlantic in the ice fields. And they arranged for a sister ship that would stand off at a certain 5 miles away, wait for the signals of the red flares, come in and rescue all of the people off the boat before it sank. But unfortunately, that's not what happened. There was a shooting of the flares, but they did not shoot red flares. They shot white flares, which then said to the sister ship that was going to come to the rescue to lay off, which they did. And so all those people that were left on board died. Now among them, now this is a conspiracy within the conspiracy. There was three gentlemen who were out of bloodline banking families. One of them was the Astors. And the Astors and his buddies were going to stop the invention of and the bringing about of the Federal Reserve System. So Astor died, and they went through with the Federal Reserve System, which is the heart of the Babylonian fallen angel system. Now what has happened is that you have had the control of the European and English banking system under the Babylonian banking system since 1609. So let's fast forward over here to the Federal Reserve System as it is, was implemented here in the United States. They signed the document, or did the research, and made the business plan and mapped out how to bring in and pass the Federal Reserve Act among themselves at Jekyll Island. Now, here we're going to make a jump all the way to what we call the Amerindians, who live area of Jekyll Island at the resort, except they were cannibals. They made human sacrifice. And where the document was signed, that document was right over where the altar was. So that's how you can see that the banking system is the Babylonian banking system, which belongs to the fallen angel alien, which is to enslave you through debt. All right, now let's jump over to another thing that has to do with the Federal Reserve System. A man by the name of Griffin wrote a book called Creature of Jekyll Island. He was sent in to do research by the John Birch Society. Now, what he did was to eliminate or minimize the number of Jews that brought this about. The center of it, of course, was the Rothschilds. So you have Milhouse and those guys. Now remember, Robert Welch and the John Birch Society was seeded by the Koch brothers. And the Koch brothers are big multinational banking system people. That'll give you the idea of what the John Birch Society really is. So now let's jump over now to how this, do a little bit of history of how this is all lining up with what we have today called the Federal Reserve System, where you have the Federal Reserve doing all its changing, whether we're going to go to a cashless society, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So now, let's take back and go back all the way back to the land of the Khazars. Now let's go back even further. Let's go back to Jacob and Esau, his brother. Remember, Jacob had 12 sons, which became Israel. Esau was banned by God because he kept interacting with cannibals, cannibal women. And they brought about a cannibal by the name of Timnah. Timnah had a son called Amalek. And Amalek was a giant. Now, what does this mean? God condemned Esau, and condemned Esau to an area called Edom. And Edom was that kind of society which they practiced cannibalism. Now remember, Esau was banned. There was, now let's skip all the way up to more modern, times of the time of Jesus. You have two influences at the time in Israel, or in Jerusalem. You had the Greek influence, and then you had the descendants of Esau. Those came together and made Edom. That, culturally speaking, were the ones that had Jesus Christ sacrificed. Out of the Edomians came the Sephardics, because today you have two types of Jews, which are the Ashkenaz, Khazar, and the Sephardic, which do have Hebrew blood in them, but they also have the blood of Esau, condemned by God. Today, Europe, specifically Germany, was looked upon as a descendant of Edom, as was Rome. And in the Jewish community, the Germans are considered to be descendants of Amalek, as well as Rome. this is where you get into the barbarity of what happened in World War II, where you had the Russians fighting the Germans. At the heart of it, the Russians were Slavs who were cousins of the Germans, and they slaughtered each other to where you had almost 50 million people dead at the behest of this concept called Amalek. So now let's forward a little bit more here, and let's take a look at the Norden bomb site with how they did this mass annihilation of people. The Norden bomb site was supposed to be an accurate bomb site where they could pinpoint bombings, but it had to be done during the day. So you had a round the clock of bombings, first by the British, then by the Americans, and many airmen were killed to where the 8th Air Force was no longer functioning. And what the Norden bomb site did was, is not do what it said. What they did is they started carpet bombing the civilians. Why? Because within the Jewish community, the intellectual, they used an insurance plan to choose their targets. And thus, why did they bomb Dresden, where temperatures reached 1,500 degrees Fahrenheit? It literally wiped out all of the major cities in Germany. That is because the Prudential Insurance targeted the civilian Germans, and 40 million civilians died. Old men, young boys, girls, grandfathers died. Their cousins, the Slavs, got into a war with Hitler and the Wehrmacht. Out of that, another 10 million men died on the Russian side. The Rus, they are called the Rus, the Red, they are Slavics. But they were manipulated into a war by Joseph Stalin, and thus the collision between Germany and Russia and the slaughter. In other words, it was a way to get rid of the descendants of Amalek, which is Germany, which came from Rome, the cultural aspects. So now we have a little bit of a clarification of why certain things happened way back, which influences us now. And as John Coleman told me on more than one occasion, there was a mass migration from the area of the Black Sea, which are the Khazars. The Sephardic were already in the Mediterranean area and even up into Spain and Holland. So, the Committee of 300, as John Coleman told me, was the Committee of 300 rabbis, which are bloodline created to be a function of the fallen angel Balaam. Now, I'm going to make another jump here, because there's going to be a new hybrid on the block, and they are a Nordic. Where did they come from? And this is where there is some, there needs to be a clarification. By 1938, the Germans began to migrate down to the Antarctic. Why? Because through General Crommel and Adolf Hitler also made an acquaintance, the aliens gave that secret part of Germany, the secret scientist at Paramunda, they gave them anti-gravity machines. Taught them how to fly it. And this is where you get the Hamburg, and this is where you get the story of how the Germans had anti-gravity machines. They did not invent the anti-gravity machines. They were given it to by the aliens, which are the Fallen Angel, Reptilian, and their sidekick, the Greys. They then invited these Germans, 2 million of them, to come down to an underground area, which later became known as Schwabenland. It was an underground. The Reptilian had a big underground city and civilization right next to it. So what happened was, is that genetics began to be experimented with. These genetics brought about a Nordic type of person, but in reality was controlled by the fallen angel alien. And from this will rise the Fourth Reich. So if you interpose the swastika over the Star of David, there you have the new adversary. Right now, the United States Navy, according to William T. Tompkins, NASA scientist, there's a war going on above our heads between these two factions, and I have witnessed it myself.
Now, Joe,
so there you have an overall kind of view. And let me make one more jump here. Through the Swedlanders, who were visiting the United States, because they're in such trouble. And by the way, John Coleman said to me, keep an eye on what happens to South Africa, because what happens to South Africa is going to happen to the United States. And we see it right now. It's called the Kodaly Plan, where we had 10 million come through the border in the last 2 years. 10 million. It's not sustainable. It will collapse this country. Plus, we have the Moderna and other shots. 14 billion dosages were made, 6 billion were given. Who's going to be left? Those that came into the United States illegally, and the same thing is happening in Europe. It's called the Kodaly Plan. So we now have where, let's make a jump over here to South Africa, and an interview with persons from the Swedlanders who explained an Boer prophet by the name of Senir von Rensburg, and he made certain prophecies. And one of the prophecies that he made was, when the United States has an orange hair president, Donald Trump, there will be a war that will break out between Russia and the United States. Russia would be obliterated, the United States would be crippled. But out of that, this Fourth Reich group would help the South Africans. That's where it gets a little bit confusing. I still have to do more research on it, because that's being led by the fallen angel, alien reptilian. So there you have an overview that's connected all the way to the sinking of the submersible and the story of the Titanic. Go ahead, Stu.
I think you've explained it, Joe, except for the battle that's going on in the heaven right now. You got the Confederation and the other. One's naval intelligence and the other's Air Force intelligence. Would you touch on that with him, please?
Yes. There is what is called the Great Galactic, which is led by Jesus Christ. Then there is the Confederation, led by the fallen angel, alien reptilian. they're at war, and I watched it above my head one evening. I saw it happen. So to say, some people say this is nonsense. No, it's not. Because Haim Ashud, who was a general in the Israeli army and headed the security for the Space Agency of Israel, has said the Great Galactic has made contact with the leaders of the United States, Europe, and Israel. So he was confirming that there is a Great Galactic. Now, how it turns out, in my opinion, it is what man does with his will, both among the good guys and the bad guys. And we'll see what happens. Right now, here in Arizona, no more building permits and no more houses being built because we sustain it with water. And right now, the North Phoenix, up around the Carefree Highway, they are building a gigantic computer chip facility that will chew up the water like it doesn't exist. So there you have another anomaly. Here we have, you can't build houses, you can't do this, you can't do that, but yet they're going to put in this monstrosity. And it's already happened to El Paso, Texas, when Intel's motherboard was made across the border, and that helped to drain the aquifer, and they had to bring in on tank cars water. So it goes to prove one thing, that the big boys don't care. We'll see how this all works out.
Now, Joe, you're familiar with weather wars as far as what they're doing with Hart. And I've noticed, you know, all these tornadoes, what have we had, about 9 of them in 10 days or something like that across the southern hemisphere. Otis Johnson told me before his death, super spook, he told me when they hit Missouri down there, Springfield, wiped the place out, 8 out of 10 people went dead, missing. They found paper 350 miles across the state in St. Louis from those homes, people's papers. But yet, no body parts. That's what a tornado does. But he told me when they did that, he said it was HAARP, and it was for the purpose of starting to take out huge populations of the United States. That's how they're going to kill people. He said it's one of the ways. Now, I noticed here in the past week, Colorado's had several tornadoes. Even down there in Highland Ranch, south of downtown Denver, tornado. F1, or an EF1, I think they called it. Houston, the other day, blowing at a 170 mile, or forgot what it was, something like that, miles an hour. Never seen anything like it. Just ripping everything up, trees, everything. And he said, Otis had told me that that's how they're going to take out at least half the population of the United States over the next 10 to 15 years, is what he indicated to me. That was around 2006 or 8. Colorado this week, tornadoes all over the place. Hail, the size of golf ball, baseball, and the amphitheater up there in, I forgot what they call it. I was there one time for a concert when I was living in Colorado. Just started pouring on people. No warning, 10-minute warning. Lightning had been all around them. And the whole bit, and it hit the place. Breckenridge, snow in the middle of the summer. Never happened before, not like this. Now, do you think that they may be trying to replenish some water for themselves by hitting up there in Colorado? Because that dumps into, a lot of that dumps into the Colorado River. And of course, that feeds Phoenix, Arizona. But it also, the Colorado River, the one that goes out to Lake Mead, they need water out there for S4. the big top secret base, Area 51, Papoose, where Ed Slade worked, alien base, etc. But those generators, they're inside the Hoover Dam. 8 out of 10 of them, I think there's 10 in there, 8 out of 10 go to the military side. Test type. My father's corporation, Bendix, made toys for the government, top secret. NASA is considered to be a nuclear facility. They tested things. Daddy Bush had the death ray, Raytheon, E-Systems, Dallas, that brought the Twin Towers down. They needed that energy to shoot that death ray to melt those towers down. Now, California gets flooded. We've seen that. People just, their homes destroyed. And the whole bit over this past 6 to 8, 9 months. What's your opinion of this?
It is what they say that that Cooper said in his book, you know, the bell horse, weather wars. It's very simple. It's not a complicated thing. The last 6 years, California has been burning down, as well as Oregon. And what happens? Their house gets burned down. Previous to the burning down, they made a contract with their insurance company to combine all of their insurance under one payment. So when the insurance adjuster came by to give them the money so that they could rebuild their house, it turned out that they were insured for, say, $475 per square foot, but the cost to rebuild the house as it was $745. So what do? You have to sell. And the big boys will pick up that land for pennies on the dollar. And that's why you see all this land being bought up. But they, it is to dispossess you and your sustainability. This is what happened in Eastland. And they've been made to sign non-disclosure statements. And they're doing this everywhere. When the tornado comes in, I'll bet you the bottom dollar is that they don't have enough insurance to rebuild the house. And they will then come in, the big boys, through their corporate fronts, like BlackRock, and buy up the property for pennies on the dollar.
BlackRock, Vanguard, Real Estate Investment Trust.
Particularly Vanguard, because O'Keefe, they did a secret videoing of a BlackRock employee that told the whole story of what BlackRock does. They drive up the price to where pretty soon, oh, I'm going to make a lot of money off of my house. Okay, I take the money, but yet when I go to buy another house, I can't afford the structure that's now been set up because of the percentage of interest that I have to pay. And thus you become homeless, you get bumped down. And the bumping down is occurring, and that is why you see all over the United States in big cities like Austin right now, that was one of my favorite cities, is a shithole. Literally, same thing for San Francisco, same thing for Portland, same thing for Seattle. It is an absolute destruction of the infrastructure, and they'll work their way in using all kinds of things, flooding, fires, tornado. And you will become dispossessed, you will not be able to own anything, because even if you're offered a great amount of money for your house, you will not be able to buy into another house because of the structure of the payments on interest that you have to do. Now, as far as water, I can tell you west of Phoenix is the Great Hassayampa. But if you, geologists will tell you, if you go down a certain level, you will run into a big, huge underground river that all empties its way all the way into the Gila. And so if there's a water shortage, no, there is not. There is a shortage of surface water, but not underground. Think of Noah. What was the big flood all about? From the waters that came from underground. There are gigantic rivers, lakes, oceans that are under the surface of the earth. The earth is not solid, it's hollow. So I'm quite sure that the elite will have their water.
Now, Admiral Byrd wrote a book about the hollow earth because he went in both ends. And then he testified before Congress in secret, and later he wrote the book, The Hollow Earth. I mean, explain what happened during World War II real quick, what we call Schwabenland.
Schwabenland is where, at the invitation of the fallen angel reptilian, they have a big hive, an underground civilization, there in the Antarctic, that's the size of California. They invited the Germans, and 2 million people went down there. And I can guarantee you that they did genetic change, because that's what the reptilian does. That's what the Committee of 300 is. In other words, you have to have the DNA that the fallen angel alien can work through that body to do what they do.
Basically, the shot is doing the same thing, the COVID shot, correct?
That is right. 14 billion dosages have been given. 6 billion have been given. However, you think about it, there is a possibility, because I heard this, that if the temperature wasn't kept at the right level, it would destroy all of the nanotechnology that was in that. And a lot of the dosages were destroyed because they were not kept in at a certain temperature.
Now, I heard the guy, the head of Pfizer, at the Klaus Schwab Forum, New World Order Forum, and Tony Blair next to him, former Prime Minister of the UK. And every one of them sat there for a half an hour and talked about the New World Order. The New World Order. Then they turn around and Pfizer was asked, the head of Pfizer, about the dosages that they had created. And he made one comment. He says, all of them have the chip. Explain to people what the chip is all about.
It's very simple. It is not a vaccine. Get that out of your head. It is a technology, a nanotechnology that is in that vaccine that can make you tuned in with the 5G towers, and they can control your mind.
Which I might add, 5G has gone to 6, 7, etc. I mean, it's unbelievable. If someone thinks they're going to block it with these different tents you hang over your bed or in your office or whatever, different metals, it worked at one time. It doesn't work now. They're using copper primarily to hit you with all these 5Gs. Now that lights everybody up, doesn't it, Joe?
It's very simple again. It is not a vaccine. It is a nanotechnology that's put into your system that creates havoc in your immune system. And it will then connect you to the 5G towers, and therefore they can control you. And this is why they want to destroy the white civilization, because that's what it meant, because the whites carry the banner of Jesus Christ. That doesn't mean that other colors will not be influenced and not be given the shot. But they want to get that white down because it will destroy the banner of Jesus Christ on this earth.
So all this is really Satan versus God and his people.
Yes. No, don't say Satan. Say Satan's.
Satan's.
Because people get confused, and it's better to say Satan really means adversary. Put an S on it, Satan's, and then it's adversaries, then it is the fallen angel alien. As Otis Johnson has said repeatedly.
200,000 of them, folks, registered with the National Security Agency. 200,000 fallen angel-possessed human beings are registered under the 1952 to 2012 alien agreement, which was extended. And when they made the agreement, real quick, in 1952, John Lear owned Lear Jets. His son, John Lear, was a good friend of mine. He's dead now. But John was a test pilot. He's also a Vietnam pilot, etc. I've had many conversations with John in person at his home there in Las Vegas, along with Rodney Stitch, who wrote the book Defrauding America, etc. John told me his father built 150 saucers for the government secret, 52 to 59. Now, BlackRock, you touched on it. I want to touch for a moment on it. BlackRock was a spinoff of Silverado Drug Money, Iran-Contra, which now owns the U.S. Treasury. They're in total control of the United States Treasury. BlackRock, Blackstone. One other thing I want to bring up is that you've probably seen this about the gangs in California. They go in and rob and loot a Walmart or rob and loot a grocery store and the whole bit. And if they have less than $1,000 worth of goods that they have stolen, they won't arrest them. They won't charge them with theft. Have you heard about that one, Joe?
It's embarrassing. It is. Go, folks, go find Day of the Barbarians and read what it has to say, because it is projecting what's going to happen now, what is happening now. In other words, all that property in San Francisco are eventually going to be bought up for pennies on the dollar. And all it will be is an escape from L.A., and you'll have this big dying off, and that's why you have all of these others coming in to the United States to take our place. Then once we're wiped out, they'll wipe them out. Then they'll bring the world population down to 500 million, and they'll be nothing but stooges. There'll be people of color that are stooges because they took in different types of cultures and it doesn't work. It's like having all these circuits running loose in your brain and they're not connected. And they'll have their robot and their slaves. And remember, it is the fallen angel alien, as Otis Johnson has said, and they can step into the physical for a certain period of time, but then they have to go back. And that is why they go in and possess bodies. They don't get inside the body, they reach into the body. Senator Byrd was possessed. In other words, he did not have a human soul. He had a reptilian fallen angel energy controlled. And they are the ones that are ruling this planet. They say that the Rothschilds are not, certain members of the Rothschilds are not human. As long, and the same thing with the Windsors. That's where Lady Diana was really murdered, because she was going to spill the beans because Charles kept shifting back into his reptilian form.
Do you think that that's the reason why her son, what's his name, Prince Charles, or not Charles, the one that's not living in, pardon me?
Prince William.
Yeah, William. Do you think that's the reason that William is separated from over there?
Well, here's a big thing that, I don't know, I could go either way, because Prince William's father is not Prince Charles.
Interesting.
I'll say that again. The father of Prince William is not Charles. And Lady Diana is not a hybrid. A I'll say that again. Princess Diana was not a hybrid. And the father of William was not Prince Charles.
Okay, now I want to touch on one last subject on my part, and if there's anything else you want to bring up, I want you to do it. But touch on dispensationalism for a minute.
Dispensationalism is nothing more surrounding than the return of Jesus Christ. There are parts in it that are accurate and parts of it that are not, because it keeps going round and round and round and round and round the book of Revelation. Remember, beginning with Ignatius of Loyola, who founded the Jesuits, who was a converso, he's a crypto Jew. And so were his many associates. And they are the ones that created dispensationalism, which was called futurism, and was passed down and massaged around, and eventually took its form and was done by the rabbis under a certain man named Utemeyer, who was at the signing of the Federal Reserve System.
Now, why is it that what has happened with the true Bible? We have the international version, the King James version, the Catholic version, the Mormon version. You have all these different religions and their versions. And if you take and compare the Bibles, they don't read the same. They don't read the same. You can read, say, Revelation 13, and it will read different in each one of those. Why did they do that? To confuse people, to throw them off?
No. Each of them are okay, all right? But this is the best thing that I understand, because there was a big argument about the King James Version of the Bible. The King James Version of the Bible is nothing more than a reproduction of the great Geneva Bible. And there is where certain societies came in and encoded secrets that were there for mankind's salvation. And the King James Version of the Bible, the V's and the vowels, follow the rhythm of the old Hebrew. Now, let's stop right there. There are two Hebrews. There's modern Hebrew, which goes back 2,000 years. Then there is Paleolithic Hebrew, which goes way, 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 way back. It's like one of the things that was encoded into it, verse 1 and 2 of Genesis, God created the heavens and the earths. Then you have Tohu and Tuhe. Desolation was upon the face of the earth, and the earth became desolate. The earth became desolate, fitting to a world before Adam. And I'll throw this in to confuse everybody, and you can have fun with it. The Adamic race, led by Jesus Christ, God, was sent in to redeem mankind. They are also known as the Arians. And their expression, there are people of the Arians, the Adamic race, that did not fall. I mean, before the Adamic race, that did not fall. And this is the Aldebarans and the Pleiadians and Sirius B. They seeded. Yes, there was an Adam. Yes, there was an Eve. What was the bad deal about it all? Eve copulated with a fallen angel that produced Cain. That's why Cain murdered his brother. Now, going back back to the King James Version of the Bible, I like to just use the old Geneva Bible. Has the rhythm, and there are secrets in it, and that is the meaning of what Ed Slade told you. There's a lot of secrets in there. And all of the miracles are very important, and so is baptism.
Now, Ed Slade was a scientist, folks, at Papoose Lake, Nevada, out there at S4. Many people think it's called Groom Lake or whatever. It isn't. It's Papoose. He worked with the fallen angels. He made toys for the fallen angels, for the U.S. government. He answered to Meyer Rothschild. He answered to the President of the United States.
Okay, stop right there, Stu.
Yeah.
Listen to what Stu just said. He answered to Meyer Rothschild, and I can guarantee you Meyer Rothschild was an alien.
Now, here's how sophisticated, real quick, folks, the toys have become. Ed Slade told me before his death, he told me, he says, Stu, don't ever tell anybody this secret unless I'm dead. He says, they had me make out of element 115, new metal, the robotoids are made out of. They look human, act human. They went into Ferguson, Missouri, holding signs, shaking everybody's hands, and taking their fingerprint when they shook their hand. Everybody within 2 weeks that was involved in Ferguson, Missouri, and all those riots 5 years ago, six, whatever it was, were arrested within 2 weeks. Everybody. Now, that's element 115. We've had that technology for years. Bush, Daddy Bush, so did the Chinese. And they made them and they parked them in evergreen containers all over America. There's 200,000 Chinese robots that will pop out and start attacking America at some point. Richard, who ran Evergreen for the CIA, was locked up in jail with me, told me that secret. Ed Slade said, element 115, 116, 117, and 118, which is dipolium, top secret, which the flying saucers are made out of, dipolium. There's 140-some-odd elements, I think 149, in the Bible, and that's the reason they came up with the Bible code, to try to find out where those elements are. And even people running around putting on fake Christian stuff and the Bible code, trying to get Christians to help them find the other elements. When Otis Johnson was alive in 2017, he said they were up to about 132 elements they had found. They want all these elements on Earth to do more technology. But Ed told me he mixed these together, loaf of bread-sized metal, put it in a leather bag, and was told to go to the pyramid north of Mexico City. He went out there, he says, about 4:30, 5 o'clock. He said, nobody's around. He said, normally a place is swarming with people. He says, somebody's standing out there, 7 foot 6 inches tall, the Nordic-looking character, the fallen angel. So he goes up to him and says, you must be so-and-so. He says, yeah, you must be Ed Slade. He says, yes. He said, did you bring me what you made me? He says, yes, sir. So he takes it and pulls it out of the bag and hands it to him. He says, now take it out there and set it out there about 50 yards. So Ed takes a walk, sets it out there, and he says, now come back here, Ed. He comes back and says, now turn around and look over there. And all of a sudden it turns into a flying saucer, this loaf of bread, in a leather bag. He says, oh my God, how'd you do that? He says, I thawed it into a flying saucer. And then it turns back to a loaf of bread. He says, now you do it, Ed. And here's the key, what he did to Ed. He says, oh, no, I can't do that. He says, yes, you can, Ed. Close your eyes, face it, and think it into a flying saucer. He kept thinking. He said, no, Ed, you're thinking the wrong way. You need to think over here. You need to think over here. The fallen angel alien was reading his mind. He says, oh, now, Ed, look out there. See what you made me? He says, you want to take joyride? So he takes him out in outer space to look at the earth and brings him back, sets him down. And thanked him for making the loaf of bread. Portable. Walk around, go set it out in the field, and the alien gets in it and flies off. That's super top secret, folks, what I just told you. Now, Ed, Joe, what else you want to talk about?
I think we need to bring it to a close.
Okay, well, I thank you very, very much for coming on. And also, I might add, local news was reporting, Joe, here the other day, that Kansas City is one of the most sought-out cities to live in now because of rent prices. About $1,250 a month in Overland Park and different places. That's Overland Park, Kansas, on the state line. Nice area. I used to build a lot of stuff over there. Anyway, that's one of the major cities they're after. The surrounding cities around Kansas City because of cheap rent and people that have lost their homes in California, the people in Arizona, etc. But I want you to touch on the homeless in Arizona for a moment, Joe.
Okay, then we've got to pull it to an end.
Okay.
Let's go to the Crosswalk 7, pay it for what it's worth. Instead of exactly, very soon, not far away, very soon, you will own nothing. You will have no food. You will eat insects. And he means it. And these people, that's why you're beginning to see many, many of the homeless, because it's kind of like a bumping down. The more that you are, the more that you're going to be bumped out on the street. Austin was the big place to live, and oh, the prices were great, and da 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 da. Now it's a shithole. And the same thing will happen to Phoenix. Same thing will happen to New Orleans. Same thing will happen to Miami. It will go all the way and work its way inward into an escape from New York City type of thing. You will own nothing.
Okay.
Meaning you don't have anything. What is it?
Yeah. One more subject, food. We've had all these plants, processing plants burn. They're contaminating the food. It's coming up every day. I'm getting listeners send me messages and so forth. And folks, I had a problem with my website. Locked out of my own website. They're terrorizing me or cyber attacking that bad. I'm back in. But here's the deal. Is I'm hearing about all the stuff they're putting in the chicken, the beef. What they're doing to the crops, of course, you know, some you can't even eat because of the chemicals in it. But touch on it for just a moment, Joe.
Okay, real quick here. They are working up the system to where all animals that are the food, or that are made into food, will be given the cold shot.
Now, all these people that are dying from the COVID shot right now.
Painful, painful, painful death by the millions.
And one of the big things that is happening, they're saying that they're having heart attacks because their blood thickens up so much it's like pouring oil in their bloodline, I mean in their veins.
Yep, that is correct.
Okay. Joe, anything else?
No, that's it.
I thank you very much for coming on. And folks, Professor Joe, Arizona. Now wait, Joe, just one more. I want to, before we close, since you're familiar with the saucer bases, you've seen it down there in Arizona, name a few places around the United States where the bases are.
I could tell you right now. The underground base, there is an adversary base just west of us, the Air Force Base, and under South Mountain. That's where the big UFO came in over the city of Phoenix, called the Phoenix Light, came around and flew right into the mountain. In other words, it's a hologram. And so you have a big complex. That's one right there. Then you have Boynton Canyon right up there in Sedona, Arizona. You have the underground up at Pate. You have Perica, which is up on the Four Corners area. You have the San Francisco Peaks. You have entrances all the way to. You have all the entrances into Agartha, Telos, which is in the Prescott area. But remember this, folks. There's always the good guy out there that's still pitching. We may not see it on the horizon, and it looks very doom and gloom. But I don't think that we're going to go down. We may lose a third of the population. We may lose a third. But I do not believe that we'll lose two-thirds. Of course, I could be wrong. But we'll see what happens if prayer works. And just keep putting one foot in front of the other. Stay aware. Try to keep healthy.
And get Jesus Christ in your life if you don't have him.
That's what Ed Slade says.
Anything else?
That's it.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. You have a good day.